here I am, back at Degrassi.
I do miss it?
No, Yale already feels like home.
I can't believe I'm gonna be leaving this behind in 2 days.
Your parents want you back home in New York, and that is pretty understandable.
Yeah, but what is home? Our finances are frozen. My mom's under house arrest. I don't even know what kind of life I'm gonna be going back to.
You'll be surrounded by the people you love.
Yeah, well, after I cancel the carnival I can't pay for, I'm gonna need to be.
Thank you.
Fiona! I've sold every last ticket. We need more.
Hey, I know you, Holly J.
I'm just back for the holidays. From Yale. I know, your handprints are right there. It's like I'm in the presence of royalty.
You must be Imogen. Fiona's told me all about you.
And she was just leaving.
I will see you later. Good luck. Okay, so I drew up blueprints. Here is the Ferris wheel, carousel, carnival games, along with the generators and electrical drops.
It looks great, Imogen. It's great.
Well, I mean, you put up so much of your own money to make this the most mind-blowing festival ever.
Imogen.
Next term, you and I will rule the school together. Is everything okay?
Of course. Show must go on.
So, what do you think? Even though the Grundys didn't nominate my play, I try to remain objective.
I love it. At no point did you call the Grundys stupid, pointless, or moronic.
Yeah, you should have seen my first draft.
Oh, so you haven't completely given up taking out your frustrations on paper?
No. Hi-ya.
You know, for people who haven't talked much, you two haven't missed a beat.
Well, maybe we should talk more. You want to get lunch together?
I don't think so.
Why not? It's only lunch, Claire.
It's just not a good idea.
Fine. Whatever.
Harsh much? Eli's coping with bipolar disorder, and I don't want to upset the balance he's found since we broke up.
He seems balanced to me.
She did it for his own good, Connor. You wouldn't understand.
I guess not, but I hate when people do things for my own good.
The Degrassi Frostful Carnival is on. Don't miss out on the most epic event of the school year.
Is Mr. Simpson available?
Oh, look who's meeting with the principal.
What do you want, Marisol?
You to deliver what you promised?
I will.
Really? There's a message from Metro Event Rentals on the student council phone. They got your deposit. And are expecting the other 11 grand when they show up.
Yeah, thanks for the update.
Did you hear the part about the 11 grand? I know you're spoiled, but do you even have 11 grand?
Please get off my back. I just need to talk to Simpson.
Because your cash flow's dried up?
What if it has?
Then we have peeled carnies on our hands, your little show Marisol up project's a bust, and the stink of failure follows you around until graduation. Good luck.
Tori, can I ask you something?
Look who it is, the band ditcher.
Something personal.
I had to do it for my sanity.
Fine, what do you need?
I'm trying to decide what shirt I should wear to my audition.
An audition for what?
An indie band.
Oh. It's at a club. They have shows lined up. They're totally real.
Wow, that's amazing. You'll finally get to show off your cello chops.
Promise you'll sneak me into your first show.
Cross my heart. So?
Wear this, and maybe expose a shoulder.
You sure?
You may have ditched our band, but that doesn't mean I'd lead you astray.
Thanks, Tori.
I don't need this, Miss Coyne. sir, I know. I'm just having a tiny little issue with the carnival rentals.
Yeah. I had no idea that you were going to book actual carnival rides. I thought it was just a theme. I thought it was going to be a bunch of cardboard cutouts.
Okay, I may have overpromised just a tad, but I know how I can make it work. Okay, we open it up, get the whole community involved, advertise online, hold a raffle, stay open later.
You promised me a safe, daytime, Degrassi-only event.
Okay, but A, the sun goes down at 5, and B, I was thinking...
Do you have any idea how much security I'd have to hire? I'm not about to take a chance on another Degrassi event turning violent.
Okay, but you're not thinking about how much fun this could be.
No, I'm thinking about the safety of my students.
All you care about are rules and dress codes and smothering dreams. You're a cog in the machine, sir.
I know, I'm another brick in the wall. Look, you said you could pull this off. Scale it down, get it done. Deal?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
So I may have jumped to conclusions about lunch. When you asked, I panicked. I'm sorry.
Are you gonna sit down? Soup, huh?
Yeah. Cauliflower.
Gotta love cauliflower. Look, I don't understand why things have to be awkward. All of our feelings for each other, that's all in the past.
Yeah. I mean, it's not about our feelings, which are totally history.
Okay, then let's break the ice. One question each, anything you want.
Okay. You first.
Do you think we could ever pick up where we left off? I mean, before we went out and before my issues.
Eli, I mean, you're doing so well, and I don't want to be a trigger for your issues.
Why would you be?
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's just cauliflower.
I ruined your pants.
School uniform pants. I'll get over it. So you can ask your question?
Would you rewrite Jenna's music review?
Keeping it professional, huh? Sure. All right. I need to get you.
Do you have any idea how many times I've packed these suitcases?
Once?
Yeah, these are new. But I've lived here for 2 years. That's longer than anywhere else.
Are you having second thoughts about leaving this weekend?
Yeah, actually, I am. Why wait for the weekend? I mean, I've made a mess of everything. I might as well just go now, fly standby.
What about Imogen?
I'll save the straight girl I have a crush on a whole bunch of trouble. She'll thank me someday.
Whatever you say, I'm just here to help.
Then help.
I guess you've got a visitor.
Oh, Holly J. Who's up for a late night snowflake cutout bash if you want to get the Frostwall decorated in time?
Imogen, there are more important things in life than a stupid carnival, okay?
Why are you yelling at me? And why are you packing?
It's just a lot of things going on with me that you don't know about.
You can tell me anything.
My family's in serious trouble. For the first time in my life, I'm broke.
Okay. Well, you still have your health.
It's not funny.
I'm just trying to look on the bright side.
There is no bright side. I came back to Degrassi to prove myself, but I got bullied out of student council. My marks are mediocre. The carnival's a bust.
What?
I failed. So tomorrow I'm moving back to New York. You should just go.
Fine. Run away, be a quitter.
Where do you think you're going? And what are you wearing?
I thought you and Mom were sleeping.
Well, even if we were, that doesn't give you permission to leave this house.
Dad, I have to. I have an audition at Lee's Palace.
That's a bar. You're 13.
Well, it's not like I'm gonna drink.
Maya, what's wrong?
I don't feel challenged, Dad. I don't have a million activities like Katie. Music is everything to me. And I just feel like I'm losing that.
We've been so focused on Katie and her rehab lately.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
If you want it, you'll always have music. You just have to find a way to challenge yourself. All right? All right. Bed.
I hope you don't expect me to fold all that. Fiona? Imogen was right. I'm a quitter. A spoiled brat who gives up the moment things get hard.
You gave up drinking.
Yeah. I have my health. Maybe that's all I need. I mean, look at all this junk. I don't need any of it.
Doesn't really seem that important anymore, does it? Compared to, say, stupid carnival.
I need to raise some cash. First thing tomorrow, let's have a fire sale. We'll advertise online, put stuff on eBay. All this junk's gotta go.
You're gonna have a sale on one night's notice.
Well, it's not gonna be easy, but I can't quit. Not on Imogen, not on the carnival. Not this time.
That sounds like Frostable's a go.
Yeah. And it better be epic. Third time. Look, if you're not gonna call me back, I hope you'll at least come to Degrassi this afternoon. I have something I want you to see.
I'll give you 50 for this.
Do you even hear yourself? That Kara Ross is worth $1,500 new.
100, but that's all I have.
Sold. You're a vulture.
Take that as a compliment. We just got a $600 bid on your Louis Vuitton.
Which ones?
The black booties.
Okay, good. Keep an eye on the rest of them.
Hey, for the last time, are you sure about this?
For the last time, yes.
Well, in that case, price check.
Make an offer.
I'll take your side when you tell your mom what you're doing. And $20.
What? I have carnies to pay.
You're here. Please tell me I don't have to deal with angry carnies.
It's all there, plus a generous tip for the last minute setup. No need to bankrupt student council.
Guess I should have trusted Fiona Coin to come through with cash.
Yeah, for the last time ever.
What? I was just starting to see how you could be useful for next term.
Sorry, you'll have to rule the school all alone. Moving away.
Seriously? And then I really hope Katie's not gone too long. So, where's your sidekick?
I don't know. She's mad at me.
You two are drama. Well, I better go pay the carnies and make sure Mo gets off the Ferris wheel before he upchucks all four candy apples.
Ew. Excuse me. Which way to the freak show? Right here? Starting to think you're avoiding me.
I tried, but I suck at it.
This is better than I imagined.
How did you do it?
I sold my things.
Wow.
And now that I've downsized, I feel liberated. Like, for the first time in my life, I can do anything.
I always imagined you could do anything. Now, don't you dare ask me to go on the carousel with you.
Oh, okay.
Reverse psychology.
Oh, come on.
Ooh, I want this one. And so?
Maya, have you come to watch the grade 9 ensemble?
Actually, I was hoping you let me back in the band.
One day of theory was enough, huh?
Yeah, I'd rather play. And I found a new way to challenge myself.
Have you played trumpet before?
Only when I could sneak it away from my sister.
Huh.
Then I better find you some sheet music.
Maya? What are you doing here?
She's here to save us from embarrassment, thank God.
What happened to your audition?
It didn't happen. I'd rather play with you guys.
You play the trumpet too? Show off.
Not exactly. I'm a trumpet newbie.
So we're still gonna be embarrassed in front of the entire school.
At least we'll be embarrassed together.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry. It's okay.
Okay, the last one's proofed and on its way.
Okay, got it. And we're done.
My first issue is editor.
Interim editor.
Let her have this. Now we just have to make like a billion copies.
Not yet. Before you all scatter off to the carnival. Hope you're hungry.
Always. Let's make this a party.
Thank you again. Your photos were perfect.
Oh, you know, just doing a solid for an old friend who also remembered to order Bandari-style pizza.
Pineapple, olives, and barbecue chicken.
Give me a second. Be right back. Claire. So, do you need help with those copies?
I don't see why not.
All right, I'll race you.
Wait up! No!
You gotta catch up.
Get away. I know. Stomach dropping now. This is great. Just great. Are you as scared as I am? Probably. I've never been a fan of heights. It's not the heights I'm scared of. Okay, Imogen, in case I die on this thing, there's something I need to tell you. Okay?
Want your name next to mine.
Ever since the first week of school, I've had this silly schoolgirl crush on you, and I can't seem to make it go away, which is a big reason why I thought moving to New York would be
fun. Kuna!
I've wanted to do that for so long. I don't know what it means. I hope it means that you like me. Could I be more obvious? But you're leaving forever, which really, really, really sucks. Well, what if I'm not? Well, that scared me. Look at you two all holding hands. Ooh, cotton candy. Be right back.
We had an interesting talk at the top of the Ferris wheel.
Oh, interesting.
There may have been kissing.
Fiona coined you smooth-talking seductress.
All I had to do was tell her how I felt, and turns out she feels the same.
So she lesbian? Bye?
She's questioning. But we're gonna figure it out together.
What, over Skype? No. You do realize your mom wants me to send you back to New York.
And you will. But after the holidays, I wanna come back here. My home. What, you're not even gonna try and talk me out of it?
Well, you will have a lot of splaining to do, but like, if this is where you wanna be, then stay.
Well, I'll be 18 soon, so I'll get a job, a roommate. It's not gonna be easy, but it has to be possible, even without a stupid trust fund.
I'll have your back, and you're tough.
I learned from the best.
Well, new attitude, new love life. Next semester's gonna be a hoot.
What more would you expect?
Okay.
800 copies and we still have time to crash the carnival.
You know, I never would have taken you for a cotton candy type.
Oh, Claire, there's still so much you don't know about me.
Oh.
No, right here. Oh.
See? I do know you. And I'm glad there's no weirdness.
No weirdness. I like the sound of that. But one thing's still bugging me. Were you really worried us hanging out would set me off?
It wasn't you I was worried about.
Oh, there's my dad. We've got an early flight tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Wait for the holidays. But,
It's okay. Go. Have fun.
Claire, I need to know if you mean what I think you mean.
Hold those thoughts. What's happening when you get back?